The following is a lecture at the Vedic Culture Center, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on October 20th, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Hare Krishna. So I asked tonight what was the topic. I asked my organizers what was the topic of tonight's lecture. And they said it was open. So that's what I'll talk about. How to open the consciousness.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha.
So at the present moment, our consciousness is not open. The present moment, we have closed consciousness. In other words, we are somewhat unconscious. The human life has a certain amount of consciousness which automatically comes with it. There is a natural inclination in the human form to take to self-realization. But unfortunately, that natural inclination is suppressed by the material society. A child may ask his parents, what is the purpose of life? The parents say, don't worry about that, my dear son, just make good grades in school. So in this way, the natural inquisitive nature of the young child is suppressed by the material society. It's deemed inappropriate to be too much concerned about the purpose of existence. If one is very much into making material advancement, then he is encouraged. Yes, very good. But those who feel an inclination for spiritual advancement are treated like there's some kind of they have some kind of a mental problem. Because we are social animals by nature. We like to be pleasing to those who are around us. That's our natural psychology. So because we're surrounded by persons who are into sense gratification, our natural tendency is to please them by getting into sense gratification with them. Out of thousands among men who are thus engaged in material sense gratification, 1 person will think, what's going on here? This isn't right. Manushanam sahasreshu kashchid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashchin mangmiti tatvataha. Out of thousands among men, 1 may endeavor for perfection. And out of 1,000 who achieve perfection, hardly even 1 knows me in truth. So, a very rare soul will take up self-realization. And of those who take it up, how many actually achieve it? Many people take to the self-realization path. They take an interest in it for some time. But then they abandon it for material pursuits. So someone who actually takes to the self-realization path and sticks with it and becomes perfect in self-realization. Krishna says such a person is very rare. So that's what it means to open your consciousness. People talk about being open-minded. But they do not know what is the real meaning of being open-minded. Most people are closed to the idea of the spiritual nature of the self. Even those who believe in God, their interest is to beg God for material sense gratification. But am I this body? If I'm begging for sense gratification, what am I doing? I'm asking for facility for the covering of the self, not the actual self. If I approach God to get facility for the covering of the self instead of for the actual self, what am I doing to my consciousness? I'm actually approaching God and praying that I can remain covered. So persons who approach God in the temple, the synagogue, the mosque, for sense gratification, are not being liberated from this material existence. Their prayers actually are keeping them entangled in this material existence. This is why it is very important. Actually, that is not the proper word. It is an absolute necessity that one come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. If one wants to know what is the actual transcendental science, tadviganartam sagarum eva bigatschat, that is the statement in the Mundaka Upanishad. If you want to know the actual science of self-realization, if you want to know what is the absolute truth, you cannot get that from a person who is still entangled in this material existence. The only place you can get the proper guidance is from a liberated soul. Liberated soul means the bona fide spiritual master. Why do we say he is liberated? That is described by Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī. Iha yasya hare daśe karmanā manasā gira nikalasvapyavastāsu jīvan muktasa ucchate. A person who engages his mind, body, and words in the service of Krishna, time in all times, places, and circumstances, is called Jivan Mukta, a liberated soul. So if we can hear from a liberated soul, if we can take the guidance of a liberated soul, and we can become liberated. It's as simple as that. A conditioned soul cannot tell you how to become liberated. You have to be trained by a liberated soul. And then you can become also liberated soul. So how do you become trained? It's not difficult. Simply open your ears. Take the knowledge into your heart. Be a good listener, that's all. Pay it when the bona fide spiritual master is speaking. Pay close attention to what he's saying. Try to understand what he's saying. And if something is not clear, then you inquire. There'll be an opportunity tonight for asking questions. So, if you're not clear on a point, then you ask questions. This is the secret of success. Hear from the proper source. If we don't hear from the bona fide spiritual master, then who will we hear from? We'll hear from so many conditioned souls telling us to eat, drink, and be merry. So can you actually be happy in this material world? They say, eat, drink, and be merry. What is that merriment? What is that enjoyment? It's like that ship, the Titanic. They had a very nice ballroom, a very nice orchestra was playing. What is the point of trying to enjoy a ballroom dance when the orchestra, when the ship is sinking? If someone says on the Titanic, now, have a good time, eat, drink, and be merry. This ship can never sink. It's the greatest ship ever built in the history of the world. It can never sink. So don't be worried. There was some rumor about hitting an iceberg. It's just a rumor. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy yourself. Well, guess what? We are on a Titanic right now. And it's hit an iceberg. Now our Titanic has hit an iceberg. Your human body is a Titanic. And it's hit an iceberg. Known as birth, death, old age and disease. So you may try to eat, drink and be merry. But you're on a sinking ship. So if you're really smart, you go for the lifeboat. So who tells you where the lifeboat is? That's the bona fide spiritual master. He guides you how to get on, where is the lifeboat, how to get on the lifeboat, how to take that lifeboat and cross to the safe side. Actually, that lifeboat is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Samashrutaye palaballava plavam mahatputang punyajasho marare bhavambadiravatsa parang param padam 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 yad bhavadam nate sham. Such nice poetry. Shakespeare can't compete with it. I love that shloka. Samashrutaye palapallava pladang mahatpudam punya jasho marare bhavambadir vatsa parang param padam 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 yad vipadam nate sham. So nice poetry. So this verse describes the lifeboat. Which are the lotus feet of Krishna. If you will take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, you're safe. In fact, as soon as you get on that boat of Krishna's lotus feet, the vast insurmountable ocean of material existence shrinks down to Vatsapadam, the amount of water contained in the hoof pen of a cat. If I tell you, okay, here, you got to swim across the Atlantic. We're throwing you in the water, now you have to swim to New York City. You will think, I will die, certainly. I will. There's no way I can make it. I'm going to die in the ocean. But if that Atlantic Ocean sinks down to this big, and, you know, here's Europe and here's New York, and it's only that far. Will you have any difficulty? No. Getting in the water, you're already touching the other shore. So this is the great beauty of the process known as Krishna consciousness. Shishi Gornitai Ki Jai. By taking shelter of Krishna, who is manifested as Shishi Gornitai in this age of Kali, by taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, you easily cross over this vast, insurmountable ocean. And you become fully open to the reality that is there in front of you at every minute. Did you know that Krishna is present with you at every minute? We forget that. But actually Krishna is present in every minute. You are never separated from Krishna. But just as the owl, you know, the bird called the owl goes, he closes his eyes in the sun, in the daytime. You say, my dear Mr. Owl, did you know there's something called daytime? He says, no, it's always dark. I know, because I've never seen the light. I've never seen any light, it's always dark. So every time the sun comes up, he closes his eyes, you see. And when it gets dark again, he opens his eyes up again. So you should not remain an owl philosopher. Closing your eyes to Krishna. Learn how to open yourself to Krishna. Krishna is really beautiful. He's super powerful. He's amazingly renounced. He's unlimitedly knowledgeable. He's ultra wealthy. And he's the supreme superstar. No, but there's nobody like Krishna. Once you meet Krishna, you wouldn't be interested in anyone else, any other celebrity. I mean, he's the supreme celebrity. Nobody is as famous, as powerful, as wealthy, as renowned, as beautiful as Krishna. And he's right there, right now, available for you to have an intimate personal relationship with him. You simply have to purify your consciousness. Just like Rupa Goswami prays. Kamadinam katina kadita palita durniteshas. Tesham jatamai na karana narpata no pishanti. Utrajaitan yatayatapate sangbritam labda buddhis. Tammayata sharanang abhyang mang nekung shvatma dashe. He says there is no limit to the unwanted orders of lusty desires. Although I have served these lusty desires very faithfully, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve these desires. Nor have I even desired to give them up. Oh, my Lord, recently, however, my intelligence has awakened. And now I'm giving them up. Due to transcendental intelligence, I now refuse to obey the orders of these desires. So now, my Lord, I approach your lotus feet, begging for shelter, your fearless lotus feet. Kindly engage me in your personal service and save me from this material existence. This is the beautiful, beautiful prayer of Rupa Goswami. He is the father of bhakti. We are the called Rupanugas, the followers of Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. So he is giving us hint how we can become actually liberated from this material existence. How we can have the direct personal service of Krishna. And what is the gist or the point that he's making in this prayer? We have hearts that are full of lusty desires. That's his point. So one has to give up serving these lusty desires. No matter how much you serve them, you'll never become satisfied. Because as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Dushparena Nalena Cha, these lusty desires burn like fire and they are never satisfied. So you may go on serving these desires for millions of lifetimes, but you'll never be satisfied. So we have to have an awakening of transcendental intelligence. How do we get that awakening? We have to hear from the bona fide spiritual master. We have to read from the bona fide scriptures. In this way, by submissively reading and by submissively hearing, we get the awakening of transcendental intelligence. When that intelligence becomes awakened, what do you have to do to keep it awakened? You have to refuse to serve those lusty desires. Now I have this question for you. What if you get an awakening of transcendental intelligence? What if you get that awakening of transcendental intelligence? And again, the lusty desires come, and you surrender to them once again. What happens to your transcendental intelligence? You lose it. The point is, as soon as you get transcendental intelligence by hearing from Guru and Shastra, you have to use that transcendental intelligence. As we say in English, if you don't use it, you lose it. So, once you get that transcendental intelligence by hearing the words of Krishna and the words of Guru, now you must use that intelligence by refusing to obey the orders of these lusty desires. And in that purified state of consciousness, you must beg Krishna to give you the shelter of his lotus feet, to engage you in his personal service, and to save you from this material existence. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Išliekant atsidavusiu, bet tuo pačiu savo praktiką negazdinant nei tėvų ir nerezdinant aplinkinių.
Kaip išlaikyti tinkamą balansą?
Savo fanatizmą tuo pačiu negazdinant.
Bendraujant su aplinkiniais, kad negazdinti jų, nesuteikti jiems sunkumų ir tuo pat metu išlaikyti savo Krishna sąmonę. How to have proper balance, then you have relationship with others. How to
with mother or with others?
Mother. Brother and other, yeah. And devotees. How I can keep my Krishna consciousness but not force on them and not to make them afraid of my Krishna consciousness, of my fanatism.
Are they supportive of your Krishna consciousness or are they antagonistic against it?
Ar jie remia tavo Krishna sąmonę? Ar jie yra prieš tai? Antagonist.
Then you have to avoid them as much as possible. Because any time you see them, they're going to try to discourage you about Krishna consciousness. You have so many brothers and sisters. Why do you think brothers and sisters only in terms of your material body? In the vast span of eternity, every single jiva soul in this universe has been your brother or sister in some previous lifetime. So why are you giving more importance to these brothers and sisters? They're just related to this body, that's all. Now, if they are open, I would definitely cultivate them and bring them to Krishna consciousness. But the best thing is if they're antagonistic, you be aloof. Aloof from them. Not aloof means detached. If you don't associate with them so much, whenever you do, they'll think, they'll be nice to you if you don't associate with them so much. If they rarely get your association, whenever they get it, they'll be very nice to you. If they feel that you're very cheap and they can associate with you with whatever they want, they're just going to kick you. But if they see that actually you have your own life and you don't really need them, but sometimes you'll see them, then they'll be more respectful.
Bet jeigu matys, kad tu turi savo gyvenimą, esi savo rankiška, ir tik tai kartais, kaip sakant, gali tai pamatyti, bet yra gerbs.
Just like my family,
kaip ir mano šeima,
I completely cut myself off from them.
Aš pilnai save atkirtau nuo jų.
And then when I went back,
ir kai sugrįžau,
after some time,
po kurio laiko,
They knew they had to be very nice to me, otherwise I would just never come back again alone. So in that way, they had to surrender to my terms, not me surrender to their terms. If you come like a beggar and to surrender to their terms, they're going to kick you. But you make them the beggars. And if they want your association, they have to behave properly with you. That's the way to do it. That way you'll train them to be respectful to you. Even if they don't accept Krishna consciousness, they will know they must be respectful to you, or you just won't have anything to do with them. This is not being cruel to them, this is being kind to them. So don't be sentimental about it, be intelligent. Any other questions?
I have some knowledge, but still, I do some steps in Krishna consciousness.
Some what?
Steps in Krishna steps. Consciousness, okay. And then I come back. How to become steady? What to do?
Yes, I make some steps forward in Krishna consciousness, but then I slip back. When a little child is learning how to walk, is he successful with the first step? Generally, they're not successful with the first step. He tries to walk and boom, he falls down on his feet. But the parents encourage him, my dear little boy, keep trying, you'll be successful when you're walking. So even if you sometimes slip back, pick yourself up again. If every time you slip back, you pick yourself up again and keep that enthusiasm to become Krishna conscious. Even if you sometimes slip, pick yourself up again. If you maintain that enthusiasm, gradually you'll conquer over those fall downs and you'll become solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. The key is you have to keep your determination. Even if the results do not come immediately, you have to stay determined. In other words, you require determination and you require patience. You require determination, enthusiasm, and patience. Because you are not going to get pure bhakti immediately. It takes time from a conditioned soul to become a pure devotee. There are many steps you have to go through to get to Krishna prema. The first thing is you have to have faith in the process, shraddha. And then the next step is you become interested to associate with pure devotees of Krishna. That is called sadhu sangha. The next step is called bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means you take initiation from the bona fide spiritual master. And you engage in the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness by following his orders. That's the bhajana kriya stage. And then, after bhajana kriya, the next step is called anartha nivritti. All the dirt becomes cleaned out. All of your bad habits are cleaned up. And then next step is nishtha. You become solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. And then from Nishta you achieve the Ruchi stage.
Tada pasiekiate Ruchi lygį.
And then you become attached, absolutely attached to Krishna. That's called the Asakti stage.
Vėliau atsiranda begalinis prisirišimas prie Krishnos, kas yra vadinama Asakti.
And then you have the awakening of transcendental emotion within your heart.
Ir tuomet bunda jūsų dvasinės emocijos širdyje.
That stage is called Bhava.
Tai vadinama Bhava.
And then you have pure love of God, that is Prema. So it is a gradual step by step process. Shraddha, Sadhusanga, Bhajana Kriya, Anartana Vritti. You don't need to translate them. My echo over here. Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava and Prem.
Tokie yra etapai.
So in this way, be patient.
Tokiu būdu būkite kantrus.
Even if you slip, pick yourself up again.
Net jeigu ir paslystate, vėl stokitės.
And I guarantee you, if you're determined and you follow this process, even if you fall down 1,000 times, if you keep that determination, you will in due course become a Mahabhagavat, pure devotee of the Lord. That's a fact. Any other questions?
Kaip atskirti tikrus jausmus nuo sentimento? How to see different between real feelings and sentiments?
Between sentiment and
real feelings.
Yes. Spiritual, genuine spiritual feelings or material sentiments. Yeah. How does one distinguish between material sentiment and spiritual sentiment? Spiritual sentiments are beautiful. They're wonderful. Prabhupada told us that if we would sing and dance in emotional love of God, that the whole world would follow us and there would be no trouble. So the Mayavadi conception of spiritual life is no emotions. You become a cold stone. That is Mayavad, you see. But that is not Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy is you have eruptions of love within your heart. You have the awakening of spiritual sentiment, spiritual emotion. Lord Chaitanya was criticized by the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that why are you engaging sentimentally in this Sankirtan process? A sannyasi is not supposed to be sentimental doing kirtan. He should simply study Vedanta. So that is the Mayavadi idea. No emotions. Emotions and material kill emotions. But spiritual life, genuine spiritual life, means to bring about the feelings of emotion for God, love of God. You see, merging into God, there's no emotion. But love of God means the awakening of pure transcendental emotions. So, how to distinguish between a spiritual emotion and a material emotion? It's a very important question you've asked. Prabhupada even told one devotee who was crying in the kirtan. He was wondering, is this material or spiritual? In the kirtan, I am crying and crying and crying. Prabhupada said, crying in the kirtan, that is spiritual emotion. So, how do I make sure that I'm not falling into material emotions? We require the guidance of senior devotees to help us make these differentiations. It's very important that we have the guidance of senior Vaishnavas. Because there is a class of so-called Vaishnavas. They are called Sahajiyas. And they indulge in so-called emotion. They make a big show of it also. But it's bogus. In Los Angeles, there was one person who was making this big, big show of emotions. Making a show of going into all kinds of spiritual ecstasies. Lying down on the floor as if they were in a trance, and so many things in the kirtan. Prabhupada said, kick him. If it's genuine spiritual emotion, he will not be disturbed. He's disturbed when you kick him, then you know that it was just a fake, it wasn't genuine. So we have to be very careful in these matters. If one feels what they feel is a spiritual emotion, but they want to all the devotees to be aware that I was feeling this emotion. That's material. Prabhu, just see how great I am. I'm feeling spiritual emotions. Just see. That is material. Those who are actually feeling spiritual emotion, they have no desire to advertise their spiritual emotion. To show, I'm on the bhava stage, I'm feeling spiritual emotions. Those who actually experience genuine spiritual emotions, it's a very private thing. Sometimes people would ask Prabhupada, devotees would ask Prabhupada about his intimate feelings for his spiritual master. Prabhupada said, that you do not require. So the spiritual emotion is a very, very private thing. But for a neophyte, how do you see if you're going the wrong way with some spiritual emotion? Here's the easy way to understand him. If you have an emotional feeling that increases your devotional service, if it enthuses you to engage more and more and more in hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, serving Krishna, that's a spiritual emotion. But if devotional service becomes a disturbance for your bhav,
Bet jeigu atsidimo tarnystė trikdo jūsų jausmą.
You're sitting there feeling some emotions. The temple commander says, we need you to wash the pots. You say, don't disturb my bath, please.
Jeigu sėdėt pasinėlėsi kažkokias emocijas ir šventyklos komendantas paprašys plauk puodus.
And that means it's mundane, you see. Genuine spiritual motion means now you become even more greedy to be engaged in devotional service. One who is feeling genuine spiritual emotion, they dive into devotional service 24 hours a day. Their constant bliss to serve Krishna. That is genuine spiritual emotion. So in this way we can understand. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying for spiritual emotions. In his song, Kabbe Habe Bolo Se Dimamur. He's praying for that day when he'll be completely paralyzed by in spiritual emotions by the sound of Krishna's name. So that desire to have bhava or feeling awakening of spiritual emotions in the heart is a very nice desire. But one has to know the process of how to achieve them. It's not that you can just jump into bhava. Bhava is the second to the last stage, just prior to prema. To achieve genuine bhava, you have to go through all the preliminary steps. Faith, devotee association, initiation, purification, become fixed up, getting a taste, becoming attached, all these stages you have to go through. And then you can get genuine, full awakening of spiritual emotions. Krishna will mercifully sometimes give the neophyte devotees some little experience of spiritual emotions, even in their neophyte stage. It's like they have for the movies, they have the trailer for the movies, you see. He gives you a little tiny sample to encourage you to advance in Krishna consciousness. So I hope that helps. Yes?
Someone can be crying and showing emotions even in distress.
Somebody can cry and be showing emotions
In front of the deities.
Condition. It could be genuine, or it could just be egotistic.
No, it can be a distressed condition.
Distressed.
Yeah. Materially distressed condition also.
Yeah, somebody just like last night. There was a man in that town. What's the name? Shanai or something?
Shakay.
Shanai. It was a man. He was showing great emotion, but his emotion was material distress. He was crying and sobbing. He wanted me to put my hand on him and bless him that he can become free of his anxieties. He was feeling very strong emotions that I'm suffering so much and please help me. So that sort of emotion is also there. If actually that such an emotion, if one is in front of a devotee of the Lord and begging for mercy to please help me out of my suffering and is crying, that is purifying him. That emotion is purifying him.
But iš tiesų, tokios emocijos prieš atsidavus, jį prašant, kad padėtų apsivalyti, tai tokios emocijos apvalo taip pat.
He's humbling himself.
Jisai nuolankus tampa.
One may show humility. But if they don't follow the instructions, where is their progress?
Kažkas gali rodyti savo nuolankumą, bet nesiekti pamokymais. Tai kur tas nuolankumas?
I agree with you. You're right.
So how they can make the progress?
They can't.
And those kind of emotions are just...
The emotion is not bad.
Emotions nėra blogai.
The emotion is good, but if they don't do anything, then it, you know, it doesn't go anywhere. That's all.
So that emotions could be just for a show.
Bet jeigu žmogus nieko nedaro, tai jos tos emocijos niekur neves.
What did she say?
It could be only show.
What's the purpose of making such a show?
Koks tikslas tokio show?
What do they gain materially by making a show like that? What did she say?
To show how humble I am.
How what?
Humble I am.
Anyway, unless they do something with it, are you saying it's bad for them or it's just not good for them? There's a difference.
What can
is it hurting them spiritually, or is it just is not going forward? Are they going backwards? There's three things that can happen. Let me ask you what your opinion is. Are they going nowhere? Are they going forward? We agree they're not going forward, really. But are they remaining in the same place? Are they going backwards? Are they committed an offense? What do you say?
I cannot say anything because if they're not going to do it, then do it. Crying and showing emotions, what, doesn't make any sense.
What did she say?
If someone is not following, only crying, it has no any sense.
But I'm asking, that didn't answer my question. Are they remaining in the same place? Are they going backwards or forwards? There's one of three things. Which one is it?
They may remain in the same position or they may go backward.
Okay. So she's saying that her opinion is they'll remain in the same place or go backwards. I agree they won't go forwards. But I was just curious whether you think they would go remain in the same place or go backwards.
Jeigu žmogus neseka pamokymais, bet tiesiog kažkokį šou atlieka, tai jisai, klausimas buvo, ar jisai gali, ar jisai dės atgal, ar liks vietoj, kuri yra.
So the question is, that man last night, did he get any benefit from coming to the program or not? Wait, he has to translate it. Be patient. Okay, now, do you feel he got any benefit in that program or not? No. You have to let him do the translations. Just be patient.
He translated it.
No, it has to be done.
He translated it.
Yeah, but... Okay, it's like it's happening at the same time. All right, okay. So do you feel that he got no benefit? He got little benefit, or it was neutral from that coming to that program last night.
Of course, he benefited for listening to it, but then he's showing emotions of crying and all that. Then, if he follows he wanted the guidance. He has given me guidance, and if he put that guidance into practice, then he will benefit. Otherwise, he's not going to.
Klauso, išklauso gauna žinias, bet nepanaudoja jų praktikoje, tuomet jis negauna naudos.
So obviously he got benefit, he chanted Hare Krishna.
Be abejo, žmogus gauna naudos, nes Hare
Krishna. He took prasadam.
Prasadą paragavo.
He came forward to reveal his problems.
Pareiškė savo problemas.
And he was given advice on how to give up his smoking habit, for example.
Gavo netgi patarimą, kaip pasikratyti rūkymą.
But is he going to do it? Is he going to follow the advice? No.
Bet ar jisai to seks? Ne.
So, he's getting a little benefit, but not so much. If you approach the spiritual master for instructions, you don't take the instructions. How much benefit did you get? That's the point. You can say, well, at least I had his association for a minute, so I got purified by that. And that's true. By associating with the Guru, you do get the purification of his association. But unless you actually take the instructions he has given you and put them into practice, the benefit is very small.
Bet iš ties, kol nepritaikote pamokymų, kurias gavote iš guru, jūsų pažanga nėra labai didelė.
You don't get liberated from the material existence.
Jūs negaunate išsivadavimo iš materialios egzistencijos.
But if you take the instructions he's given you very seriously,
bet jeigu rimtai priimat tos pamokymus,
and you follow exactly what he's told you to do,
ir konkrečiai jas sekat,
then the benefit is unlimited.
Tuomet tai yra neribota nauda.
So any other points? Yes.
Klausimas yra, ar tiesa, kad kol mes nepasieksime premijos lygį, mes turėsime vėl ir vėl gimti.
Question is, it is true, if until we achieve Krishna prema, we have to take birth after birth.
Oh yes. Because if you have some desire for material sense gratification, Krishna will be very kindly and give it to you. Because Krishna loves you. If you have some material desire, he'll facilitate you. And that is this material world. That's where you get facilitated with material desires. Now what about the situation of somebody who wants to become a pure devotee?
Bet kas, jeigu kažkas nori tapti tyro sidavusioje,
they still have the material desires,
bet vis dar turi materialių troškimų,
but they want to get rid of them.
Bet nori jų atsikratyti.
But they haven't been totally able to clean them out. What happens to that person?
Bet pilnai jų dar neišvalė. Kas nutiktų tokiam žmogui?
That could go either way.
Ir gali būti ir taip, ir taip.
That's why it's recommended when you're leaving the body there should be devotees surrounding you and having kirtan. Because with the power of the kirtan, that can drive all those material desires away and then you can go back to Godhead.
Faktas, kad tai labai retos sielos, kuris nori pasiekti meilę Dievui, klausimas, tai kame yra Prabhupadas malonė.
Very rare souls want to achieve Krishna prema.
Mm-hmm.
Very rare souls.
Where is one?
Very rare souls.
Rare.
Yes, that's what Krishna says.
No, it's not the question.
But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, everyone can achieve Krishna prema.
I'm not giving question.
Oh, we didn't finish it. Okay.
So where is Prabhupada mercy in this point?
Prabhupada's mercy is to give you, he has given you this process.
Prabhupada's malonė yra ta, kad jis duoda jums šį procesą.
He's given you a whole movement you can associate with.
Jis duoda jums visą judėjimą, su kuriuo galite bendrauti.
He's giving you a spiritual master who is purely representing him. He's giving you his books. He's giving you prasadam. He's giving you gulab jamuns. So much facility he has given to help you to become Krishna conscious.
Bet žmogus gali visą šitą malonę priimti tik tai išoriškai.
But someone can accept it only external. Someone can accept all these things only external.
Somebody could just take them as externals?
No, he can take it only external, no put it internal.
He's saying somebody can just do it externally, But not taking
deeply. Yeah, if one just takes the external things, but doesn't clean the heart, then they remain in the material world. But here's the good news. If you associate with all the externals, it has an impact on your inside also. It's like if you go to the temple, that's an external thing. You're inside the temple building. The kirtan is there, that's external, it's outside of your heart, it's going on around you. If you associate with Krishna consciousness externally as much as possible, it has a cleansing effect on your internal self. That's what sadhana bhakti means. Your insides are not yet perfectly clean. But you do all the external activities. You chant the rounds, you follow the principles, you take prasad. All these external things are being done. Lord Chaitanya said they have a cleansing effect on your inside. You're chanting on the lips, that's external. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But Lord Chaitanya says that external activity of chanting, it cleans your inside. So keep doing the external activities and the internal will become purified. Any other question?
Dar klausimų turite?
Bet Žemylos pavyzdys rodo, kad ir ne visiškai vykdantis nurodytas regulas galima pasiekti dvasinį lygmenį.
O konkrečiai kokias nevykdant?
Žemylos pavyzdys.
Aha, kokias regulas jisai nevykdė?
Tai ten labai prastai gyvena.
Bet Adžemilas pavyzdys rodo, kad jisai neatliko iš visų jokių regulų, gyveno nuodėmingo gyvenimo, bet jis vieną pasiekė tobulumą. Toksai klausimas, taip? Example of Adžemila is showing that someone was living very sinful, but still he achieved perfection. How to understand this?
Haranama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalona, Stevana, 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 Gitiranyata. By chanting the holy name, Narayan, Narayan, he got an extension. He wasn't immediately delivered from, he didn't become a pure devotee immediately. He was safe from being taken to hell by the Yamadutas. And then he went to Hardwar and he cultivated Krishna Bhakti or Narayan Bhakti. So that chanting at the time of death gave him an extension on his life. He took full advantage of it. He went to a holy place and cultivated love of God. Anything else? Okay. We thank you all very much for coming to the program tonight. All right.
Kada apvalai šiek tiek savo sąmonę, tai tarsi pradedi matyti aplinkui, ypač tarp draugų, tarp artimųjų, kad yra labai daug sergančių sielų. Na, tarsi, kurios tarsi serga, na, taip atrodo bent jau. Kaip išvengti puikybės?
Kai mes pradedam valyti savo širdį, pradedam matyti nešvarą kitų širdyse aplinkui mūsų esančių. Kaip išvengti puikybės?
Ne tai, kad nešvara, bet tarsi matai, kad na, lyg sergančios sielos, matai, kad gyvena nuodėmingai, kažkaip, na, tiesiog.
Then you start cleaning process of your heart. Then you little bit clean your heart. You start to see around you people, they're living in sinful life and you are not. So how to not become proud?
Anatavikampram. So, when you take up the pathway of Krishna consciousness, you see that, well, I'm doing the right thing, and others around me, they're doing the wrong thing. So how you can cultivate humility at the same time seeing that you're better than everybody else around you? How do you stay humble? You have to think, it's not that I'm better than they are. Simply I'm more fortunate, that's all. If they had taken up this path, they would be more advanced devotee than me. Because I have so many bad qualities. I'm not very intelligent. I'm lazy. I have so many, I'm very selfish. If they were to take up this path, they would be definitely more better devotee than me. So it's not that I'm better than them, but I am more fortunate. So let me be kind upon them and share this good fortune I've received with them. So in this way, a devotee never hates anyone. He's always in the mood of serving others and loving others. He feels he is the servant of everyone, not that I am greater, I am the master of them. No, he feels I am their servant. Even the spiritual master, he does not think, yes, I am the master and I have so many disciples all over the world. And now he thinks, I have so much service to do. These are my masters. I have to serve them by helping them to become Krishna conscious. So in this way, the spiritual master always stays humble. He thinks he's the humble servant of his disciples. He never thinks he's the master of his disciples. So in the same way, you should take yourself as the humble servant of the suffering humanity. By finding the ways and means to attract them to Krishna. But this knowledge, Prabhupada said, we are proud of this knowledge. We're not ashamed of this knowledge. We're not ashamed of Krishna. We are proud of Krishna. That's very good. That is called transcendental pride. Any other questions? All right, this is the last one.
If husband is living material life, atheist, so how he attract him to Krishna?
Very nice prasadam. Shadam attracts the heart of everyone.
If he asking some meat,
then you make a special vegetarian meat substitute, you know, like veggie burgers, and you find a vegetarian alternatives and say, I'd like to give you something that's even better than meat. You can make imitation meat things like veggie burgers. Veggie turkeys, or do they eat turkey here? You don't eat turkeys here, yeah. In America, turkey is very popular, so they make turkeys out of paneer, curd. So you just make find nice. Prabhupada said that Prabhupada even gave one. He gave a way that you could make imitation lobster out of vegetarian. Prabhupada gave the tip in one letter I read, how to make something that tastes like lobster, which is a seafood.
davė receptą, kaip padaryti imitaciją lobster.
Lobster is some kind of a seafood.
Kaip krabų imitaciją padaryti.
It's very popular. They have lobster restaurants in the U.S.
Nes Amerikoje turi labai populiarus krabų restoranus.
So you just find nice, you find some ways, devotees can help you. You can look on the internet also for recipes. But you find all kinds of interesting recipes that you go, wow, what am I going to get tonight? And make it really exciting for him when he comes home for dinner every night, isn't it? I mean, meat is boring, really. You know. Same old thing, some bloody flesh. I mean, it's boring, you know. Why eat murder, you know? Meat is murder. Who wants to eat and come home after a hard day at the office and eat murder every evening, you know?
Ugh.
Give him the great opportunity of eating compassion instead. Prasadam. That is the real meaning of wife, you see. One who protects the husband from the material energy. That is the real meaning of wife. So now you be the real wife. You protect him from the influence of Maya. This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The woman is like in the old days in Europe. They would, I think here also they have a fortress. Countess had a fortress in the old days. So the wife, she is a fortress. She protects the husband from the material nature. So you be the real wife now. Protect your husband from Maya. Okay, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Achila Bhai. Kira Baba Bariki, Jai. Hare Krishna.